Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to an exciting new interview podcast with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
An Abhishek Chaubey film in an anthology makes that anthology worth watching. That's the conclusion I've reached after seeing Ray and Ankahi Kahaniya, Netflix's latest three-film collection. In Ray, Abhishek created Hangama Hai Kyo Barpa, a charming, whimsical adaptation of a Satyajit Ray short story about the twisted relationship between a kleptomaniac and a wrestler. In Ankahi Kahaniya, he adapts the Kannada story Madhyantra by Jayant Kaikini into an exquisite layered portrait of a tenuous connection between desolate people. The overarching theme of Ankahi Kahaniya is love and longing in Mumbai. The three films in the anthology look at the alienation and loneliness the city fosters. Whether you're a migrant in a shanty or an affluent woman in a high-rise whose husband is camouflaging his affair with gifts of expensive jewelry. Madhyantra focuses on the fledgling relationship between Manjari and Nandu. She lives in a chawl, grappling with unwanted and uncomfortable stares and touches. But what's harsher is how loveless her family is. Her presence and flushed youth seem to inherently irk them. They won't let her study further, so she spends her time doing household chores and earning a little money with her embroidery skills. She spends this on movie tickets at a ramshackle single screen near her home. This is where Nandu works as a projectionist, cleaner, canteen worker, and all-around caretaker. The cinema also doubles up as his home. The quiet desperation of their lives is in startling contrast to the fantasies they consume on screen. Their faces seem even more hollowed out in comparison. Manjari is braver and hungrier, literally and metaphorically. She's hemmed in by misery and the lack of opportunities, but she finds beauty and solace in little things like putting a gajra in her hair or eating a naan khatai. Nandu is more brutalized by his circumstances. In the first few minutes of the film, Abhishek and editor Sanyukta Kaza, who also did terrific work in Patal Lok, elegantly draw parallels between their lives. So the scene shifts from Nandu selling peanuts to Manjari consuming them. Or Nandu cooking rice for his alcoholic uncle in a decrepit shanty to Manjari asleep in front of the stove in her house. The film suggests that their lives are intertwined even before they meet, and the bond that blossoms between them is depicted with a real tenderness. In one of the loveliest scenes in the film, he gives her ice cream for free and she practically inhales it, suggesting that her appetite is insatiable.
Set summer in motion with the most electrifying Honda vehicles yet. Like the CR-V and Accord, with available hybrid powertrains designed to deliver more thrilling performance and more innovative tech. Summer's here. Make every adventure more electrifying with Honda. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Accord Hybrid or 2023 CR-V Hybrid.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Manjari is insistent on a better life. Manjari is played by the terrific Rinku Rajguru, and you might find echoes here of Archie, the feisty runaway she played in Sairat. The story also eventually veers in that direction, but Madhyantra is a more meditative film. Abhishek wisely refuses to make things obvious. He merely alludes to why what happens, happens. Human beings are complicated, and that flush of feeling toward one another ultimately might not be enough to sustain a bond. Pay attention to the haunted affection in the eyes of Dilzad Hewale, who plays Nandu. He's superb. This film does what the best shorts do, squeeze out meaning from every dramatic beat and dialogue so that in half an hour you undertake an entire journey. Don't miss Madhyantra. Sadly, from here, it's downhill. Ashwini Iyer Tiwari tells the story of a migrant who is so hellishly lonely that he forms a bond with the mannequin at the clothing store where he works. The story, written by Piyush Gupta, Shreyas Jain and Nitish Tiwari, had the potential to be a sweet and sour comment on life in the big city, but the messiness and inherent creepiness of the situation isn't fully allowed to blossom. Pradeep Bhaiya's relationship with the mannequin he names Pari strains too hard to be poignant. Though there is a lovely moment when he has this hint of a smile when the mannequin leans on him. Abhishek Banerjee plays Pradeep with a timid bashfulness. But the writing doesn't match his performance. It works too hard to make him likable. It's lovely though to see Scam 1992 actors Jay Upadhyay and Chirag Vora. Their presence reminded me of that show's killer line, "Risk hai to ishq hai." This film doesn't risk enough. But the worst offender is Saket Chaudhary, whose film is as bizarre as it is banal. A woman, Tanu, who suspects her husband of having an affair, connects with the husband of the woman he's cheating on her with. Tanu and Manav then retrace what might have happened between their respective spouses. They actually recreate scenes and dialogue and imagine what one must have said to the other. So Tanu asks Manav, "Tumhe aisa kyun lagta hai ki Natasha ne Arjun ko attract kiya hoga?" To which he replies, "Kyunki Natasha ko success bahut attract karta hai." We're repeatedly told that Manav once made the 30 under 30 list, but his startup failed, which is perhaps why Natasha's attention is wavering. This scenario, the story is co-written by Saket and Zeenat Lakhani, is so inherently artificial that the actors can do little with it. Kunal Kapoor, Zoya Hussain, Nikhil Dwivedi and Palomi do what they can. In contrast to the other two stories, this one is about affluent people and plays out in posh apartments and hotels and coffee shops, but little of it feels authentic or lived in. You can see Ankahi Kahaniya on Netflix India.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.